Good day. My name is Michelle. We are here talking to Rusa today on the Market Watch of Nova's business report. Rusa is from First Rand, and she's going to talk to us about the rental index in Namibia. It covers the full country. Rusa, thanks very much for talking to me. Let's start off by saying, what are your observations at the moment? What is the index saying?
Good afternoon, Michelle, and good afternoon to all the listeners. Thank you very much for having me again. It's always a pleasure to be on this show. Yes, we did release our rent F&B rent price index recently for the first quarter. And what we saw in the first quarter is actually quite strong growth in rent prices. We saw that rent prices on a 12-month average basis increased to 9.7% in the first quarter of 2024. And that was from 7.2% in the previous quarter and only 0.3% in the first quarter. And what we saw is actually that this 9.7% is the highest that we've seen in 7 years. So we are seeing in 7 years, yes. So we are seeing quite strong price growth, at least from our rent price index data. I must just caveat maybe our methodology in terms of collecting that data. So our methodology is slightly different from that of the NSA. So our rent price index is based on average advertised prices across different print media. And so that is what we use as a proxy sort of for the asking price within the rental market.
Okay. So which segments do you see the most growth in the country?
Okay, so we, in terms of the rental segments, have segmented our rental index into the one bedroom, the two bedroom, the three bedroom, and then the more than three bedroom. And where we're seeing the most growth is the three bedroom segment that increased by about 18% year on year in the first quarter. It was then followed by the two bedroom segment, which increased by 11.6% year on year. Then we have the one bedroom, which only increased by 1.5% year on year, and then the more than three bedroom, which actually contracted by 3.4%. So to answer your question, we are seeing that the segment that's showing the most growth is actually your three bedroom segment, which grew by 18% year on year.
Yeah, and then obviously no correlation to CPI there.
Yeah, quite divorced from CPI, at least from the three bedroom segment.
Exactly. Quickly on the areas in Namibia, is this sort of across the country or mostly Windhoek and the coast?
So we're seeing the price increases mostly in Windhoek, Michelle. Other areas also see increases are the coast as well, but mostly concentrated in your Windhoek area.
And what did you say? What do you think is driving this? You know, what does it tell us? I mean, you would have thought with all the money flowing into Namibia, FDI, you would have thought consultants wanting one bedrooms. What are driving the rise in prices in the three bedrooms?
Yes, Michelle. So what we think is that individuals are choosing to rent for longer. Which means that because of how expensive it is to actually buy a house, people are choosing to rent for longer. And what we're seeing also, or our view is that we are seeing multi-generational type of homes. So homes where you have the father, the mother, and also extended family living in the house. So that is why we're seeing probably that the three-bedroom segment is the one that's increasing more, just because of this multi-generational tendency of people to live in, more people to live in one house. Yeah, rather than each one individually renting a one bedroom, they just choose to sort of pool their resources together and just move into like a three bedroom house. It ends up cheaper per person.
Yeah, I hear you. Okay, so on that topic then, maybe other thoughts around macro dynamics that are driving these results? Anything else in the macro economy on especially rental developments?
Yeah, I mean, if you sort of look at the high price and elevated interest rate environment, one would think that the rental market would actually be struggling. But as I mentioned, what we're seeing is that the higher demand for rent is possibly driven actually by this current high interest environment, which has an impact on the price of mortgages, which then causes consumers to rent for longer. Coupled with the sort of increase in probably expat arrivals that enable landlords to pass on higher rental prices to prospective tenants. And we are seeing that also with the deposits that are charged by the landlords. So we often look at the deposit, the growth in deposits charged by landlords to sort of gauge just how healthy the market is, because when the market is doing well, landlords have more room to increase their deposits. And when the market is not doing so well, landlords do not have as much room to increase the deposits and sometimes even forego the deposits. So what we're seeing is that deposit growth is actually quite strong, which tells us that there is a demand for rental properties. So the average deposit growth for the first quarter, for example, was 8.4%, which is higher than the same period last year, which was 7.1%. So landlords are responding to that through deposits as a sort of proxy that we look at. So we think it's just a function of the fact that the mortgage market is very difficult to access at the moment because of the high interest rates. And so we're seeing people more and more moving to the rental market rather for longer.
Yeah, we will get to the interest rate environment just now. I think it's always interesting to me that, you know, almost every country have got housing issues. And you listen to the elections in the big countries like the US and the UK, and house prices or rental prices are driving a lot of the conversation and the debate. And recently now in Spain, I also saw that people can't afford rental anymore as landlords are pushing those rentals up to accommodate the tourists. And they've got massive protests against tourists, which I'm not sure that we will ever see in Namibia. But maybe quickly onto that, you know, the rental yield now for an investor having investment property, what sort of numbers are you seeing there?
So in terms of the rental yield, it's remained pretty stable over the past couple of quarters. So it's currently sitting at about 7.5% on a 12-month rolling basis, which is actually unchanged from the previous quarter and slightly higher than the 7% in the previous year over the same period. So it's about a 7.5% yield, which we use sort of as a proxy for the return on investment that landlords receive from renting out their properties.
And I think,
and I must say, the rental yield is the rental yield does beat inflation, which sits at about 5.4% over the same period.
Except if your number is a pre-tax number. Now, obviously, you can't your investors' tax status, but that 7.5% will have to be adjusted depending on who is paying the tax on that rental.
Yes.
Then it will be interesting to see the comparison to inflation. Maybe then just lastly, Rusa, you were talking about the high interest rates, and last week I had Robert on the low private sector credit extension. So what is sort of your view? What's going to happen? The SARB kept the rates in South Africa on the same level last week. What are you seeing?
So we have the same view that Namibia will keep, or the Bank of Namibia will keep interest rates unchanged in August at 7.75%. And we'll probably only start to see rate cuts later in the year of 25 basis points around December, depending, of course, on how inflation in the region moves. But we do think that the cutting cycle will be quite shallow. We saw that the hiking cycle was about 400 basis points. But don't expect anything more than sort of 75 basis points cut over the next 2 years or so. So we still expect quite a shallow hiking cycle. I mean, a shallow cutting cycle, apologies. And that interest rates will remain higher for longer.
Higher for longer. And we've got an election coming. Thank you so much, Rusa. Always a pleasure speaking to you. And thank you for your insights.
Thank you very much for having me. Chat soon.